Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything. What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Is it level 3 already? Thanks to Ian Cameron for joining us. So it's another wild night tonight, and a great night if you're a Houston Astro or an Atlanta Brave fan. You're one win away from the World Series, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are on the ropes. They got a bullpen start tomorrow. Yet the odds makers still made the Los Angeles Dodgers favorites for tomorrow night. Now, we had a crazy night in the association as well. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to get into the robot stuff with Jay Jaffe. Jay Jaffe's one of the smartest guys in the business when it comes to baseball talk, Fangraphs. Big-time guy Jay Jaffe joins us. App State. Wins for just the second time against an AP-ranked team in program history. The first time it came against my Michigan Wolverines, September the 1st, 2007. You know, that sucked at the time. That sucked at the time, but I thought it was an overreaction. Like when people, oh my God, man, Michigan lost and it cost Lloyd Carr his job and stuff. The Colorado loss and a Hail Mary to me was worse. Jaylen Brown joins Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Michael Jordan, and Will B. Freeze, the only players with 45 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists in a season opener. How about this, though? Jordan was the only player to get the win. Yeah, normally we see a bunch of stats. Our boy Evan Fournier went off tonight. Can't believe that. I lost. I took Boston. That's what I get for betting against Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier. Scored 30 points tonight. 30 points in his Knick debut. He's the first player ever to score 30 points in his Knick debut. Fournier and Julius Randle, first pair of Knick teammates with 30 points each in a season opener in franchise history. Oh, wow, big night for the Knicks tonight. So now I was just pretty much wrong about everything I said. I'm like, Boston will beat him. Boston will beat him. So we got football tomorrow night. And, man, it's tough, isn't it? So Thursday night football, we broke it down earlier. Case Keenum's in. Baker Mayfield's out. It's not so much the quarterback stuff, though. It's not really the quarterback situation. It's the offensive line of the Cleveland Browns. Now, I don't want to start throwing it out and confirm who's in and who's out. Tune in to Game Time Decisions tomorrow. But, guys, like the offensive line was a real problem the other day. I think sometimes we underestimate it. You know, when you see a lineman is out, okay, fine. If one lineman is out, okay. Two linemen out, we got a problem. Three, and it's a catastrophe. And we saw it in the Super Bowl with the Kansas City Chiefs last year. Right? Like, you just can't do it. Like, it's too much to ask. And now you throw in the fact that it's Case Keenum. He's got no offensive line. It's not like he can just give it to Nick Chubb and Chubb can, like, you know, do it on his own. Or Kareem Hunt. Though they're out. So you don't have Chubb, you don't have Hunt, you don't have your offensive lineman, you know, Odell Beckham is whatever, and Jarvis Landry's out. So you got Peoples Jones and Case Keenum. God, I don't like betting on the Denver Broncos, but I might have to. The Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're breaking it down. We're just taking a look at the numbers right now for the Cleveland Browns and the Denver Broncos. If you're just joining us, we broke this game down earlier, but the point spread is down to 1.5 right now. The Cleveland Browns are 1.5-point favorites. They're minus 124 on the money line. The total is extremely low at 40.5. And, you know, Case Keenum is a very capable quarterback. Case Keenum went to the NFC Conference Championship game, all right, and went 13-3, I believe it was. 12-4, 13-3, whatever it was with the Minnesota Vikings, the year the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl, right? And people forget, man, that game was close. And credit to Peterson and to Reich, because if you guys remember, the Eagles were up by a touchdown. All right, I think it was 14-7, and it was basically going into the half, and Philadelphia tricked Minnesota into thinking they were going to kill the clock, essentially, and just not do anything. I think they ran the ball once or twice up the gut and to sort of set it up, and then they threw a bomb. They threw a bomb right before the end of the half, and it worked. They scored a touchdown. They went up by 14, then they scored again early, and it was lights out, game over. Minnesota were a couple of plays away from going to the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, all right, with Case Keenum. So I don't have a problem with Case Keenum. I got a problem with a backup offensive line. I got a problem with Kareem Hunt being out. I got a problem with Nick Chubb being out. I'm a big people's Jones person. I'm a people person. With that being stated, I think the Denver Broncos are the play. It's hard to fully trust the Broncos. And I got a season win total bet on the Broncos to the under. So it's not like I want to really cheer for them, but whatever. It is what it is. I think the Broncos on a teaser is a good play. Like, they're not going to get smashed. This is going to be a crap-ass, ugly, ugly football game. And I, for one, personally, will be watching the Los Angeles Dodgers. The epic comeback begins tomorrow. The epic comeback begins tomorrow. The updated World Series odds right now. The Houston Astros are minus 105. The Atlanta Braves are plus 180. The Los Angeles Dodgers are 6-1. The Boston Red Sox are 10-1. The Dodgers are minus 136 favorites. In tomorrow night's baseball game, the total is 8. And incidentally, the Houston Astros are always also minus 136. I don't know. Is this a typo? They're both 136. I don't think either series are done. Dodgers and Red Sox. More on the other side. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Better on $100, $200.
Stop. Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gable Morenci. It's the Wicked Wednesday. And we're a little bit shell-shocked. We can't lie. We took it on the chin. I'm like Kruger Industries here on Seinfeld. We really took it on the chin this year. I tell you, man, we've had a hell of a run, but the last 4 or 5 days, it's basically the Dodgers that are just terrorizing me. The Dodgers are terrorizing me. So all the talk a lot in baseball over the last couple of days has been about the umpiring. And it's been bad, all right? It has been. I can't defend it. It is what it is. Laz Diaz was a disgrace last night. He missed 23 pitches, all right? You can't defend it. And that's why it actually bothers me that these umpires are so bad. Because every time that they suck like this, I hope they realize that they are facilitating and expediting the arrival of robot umpires. Now, this isn't, it's almost like the DH, okay? It's almost like the designated hitter in the National League. It's not if, it's when. We know it's happening. It's going to happen. It's inevitable. All right, this stuff, it's like the Arctic glaciers melting, all right? It's happening. So it's not like you look at the future and stuff. Without a doubt, they're going to go to robot umpires eventually. So we had a poll. We put a poll question up earlier today. Should Major League Baseball go to robot umpires or stay as it is? 55.3% said robots. 16% only say keep as is. And then I put a third option, which was actually my response, get better human umps, 28.3%. But I find it interesting. So let's add it up. So it's not that bad, actually. It's not that bad. If I, 28 and a 16, so 44.7% to 55.3%. Still believe in humanity, essentially. That's what I'm getting at here. Let's look at video replay. All right. Look in soccer, man. It never works. They never get it right anyways after. Look at instant replay in football. You want things to be perfect. Like, people are going to complain no matter what, okay? That's the moral of the story. So what do you think when there's robots? Once there's a robot, people are just going to get mad. That stupid effing robot, it must have been malfunctioned. Someone rigged it. It sucked. No matter what you do, people are going to complain. And it's sad to me, actually, in the grander scheme of things. But I get it, but it sucks that we're all this jaded right now. That basically people think that, like, robots can be better than humans. Like, it's going to be the end of mankind as we know it. Like, basically, if you haven't seen the Terminator movies, watch the Terminator movies, man. Skynet wins, all right? It's amazing to me, like, how much power we've ceded to these machines, man. Like, planes. They're not even engines anymore. It's like, well, the engine's... No, the computer's down. You hack a computer, you can take a plane down. It's like, no, don't worry about the fuselage. It's no, it's the computer. Like, you know, I mean, the future of warfare, online, like, sabotage, hacking, shut it, you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't like our banking. Everything is machine. And we want it. Like, how long is it before man merges with machine? It's probably already happening behind the scenes, but I mean publicly. Look at the robot stuff. Like, I used to sort of think it was a joke. Like, about, like, you know, all right, the robot women and stuff. It's like, I don't know, some dude that's got like a blow up sex doll or something. A couple of perverts will get these dolls and whatever. But it's like, no. Like, basically, you know, like, the future, people can't find, like, real love, right? Like, people can't find happiness with humans, so they're turning to machines, literally and figuratively. Right? But the problem is, people could find stuff, but that's, you know, where I'm going with this is, people like this, the robot women, and it's really like a big thing. I didn't realize this, but there's an effing brothel. There's a brothel in Toronto where you can go have sex with a robot. If you're going to pay for it, you might as well pay for it with a human. I don't know, I'm just saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you're going to pay for sex, wouldn't you pay for sex with, like, I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, people are whacked out. Like, it became such, like, in Japan, those robot wives and stuff were so realistic. Like, it's ruined society. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people don't understand it. Robots can't have babies. I don't want to get biblical and stuff, but God didn't want robot wives, all right? That wasn't the intention. But the thing is, humans, even though humans are pretty much the most sleazy, stupid, selfish, you know, species in the history of any universe and galaxy, and we're the most imperfect people and species, yet somehow we want perfection with everything. Even though we're a bunch of jackass dumbasses, we want perfection. We want perfection, and oh, well, you know what? I'm a big loser that can't socialize with anybody, so let me get a robot wife that can look exactly the way I want, and that's going to be the future. And, oh, people, you'll be happier, and, like, you know what I mean? Because it'll be, everything will be perfect. I tell you to watch The Twilight Zone. I'm telling you, I saw an episode of The Twilight Zone. It's a great episode. I should find out the name of it, the specific episode, but it really is good. It's this bank robber dude. He's like a hustler guy. He gets shot by a cop, right? And then the next scene, he's in a hotel room. And there's a dude in a white suit in the hotel room. And he basically realizes he's dead, right? So he's like, wow. The guy says, what do you remember last? And he goes, well, I remember sort of got shot, right? He goes, I remember running from the cops. And he goes, I think I got shot. He goes, I'm dead, aren't I? And the guy goes, yes, you are. And the guy's in a white suit, and the guy says to him, he goes, yeah, you're dead. And he goes, but I tell you what, he goes, you can have whatever you want. He goes, I'm here to give you whatever you want to make you comfortable. And Buddy says, he goes, whatever I want, huh? All right. He goes, I want six beautiful women here that'll always be here, never go away. That won't leave me, because his girl left him in real life. So Buddy said, oh, you want six girls that'll never leave you? Okay. Boom. There's six beautiful women right there. The guy was a degenerate gambler. This is why I'm telling you the story. It'll reach you. He's a degenerate gambler. He goes, I never want to lose. He goes, I want to go to the casino every night, and I want to win every night. The guy goes, done. No problem. So this guy starts living his life. He goes to the casino every night. He's got beautiful women on his arm every night. He's winning every night. Except the only thing is, after a while, it started driving crazy. Right? The girls wouldn't go away. But he said, I don't want them to leave. So they wouldn't leave. And he said, I always want to win. So he always won. Then he asked the guy, he said, can I lose sometimes? I said, no. You said you always wanted to win. And then he's going crazy because everything was perfect every day. Everything was the same. Everything was perfect. Everything was the same every day. Started to lose his mind, right? Then he asked the guy in the white suit. He goes, how come you can't, like, help me lose? He goes, how come you can't get rid of these women? I thought I was in heaven. And Buddy goes, who said you were in heaven? And then the horns come out. Careful what you wish for. You want perfection, right? Nothing's perfect, all right? Robots won't be perfect. Don't worry, man. Machines are going to take your job. Machines are going to take your life away eventually anyways. You don't need to give it away. There's enough machines in the world. Let's just get better human umpires. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement. And play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com.
Class continues. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morency, Sirius XM Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio Networks. Let's talk robots. Let's bring in Jay Jaffe. Little introduction needed. Baseball fans for Jay, but senior writer over at Fangraphs. And, you know, we could go on, but creator of Jaws, the author of Cooperstown Casebook as well. Read his books. Jay Jaffe steps up. And then, Jay, thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. How you doing, Jay?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Just trying to catch up on my sleep when they're not playoff games going on.
Yeah, you know what? You and me both, brother. I got to tell you, both. I've actually been flying around, actually, to go to some of these games, and it's catching up to me. Now, listen, I wanted to play Mr. Roboto from Styx for the intro music, but I don't think we have the rights for it. But, man, I've heard the term and the word robots a hell of a lot over the last couple of days. So I'm just going to throw it to you. I'll put it on the team for you right now. What's your take and your opinion on the constant cry for robot umpires at the Major League Baseball level?
You know, it's probably coming eventually. They're testing it in the minor leagues. At times, we certainly wish it was here when we see some of these egregious ball and strike calls. I don't know that it's going to solve everything that we hope it would solve. There are still going to be judgment calls, like what's a check swing, going back to the call that ended the Dodgers Giants series. There's always going to be places where a human umpire is going to have to make a judgment call, and only so much we can do with this technology to double check that without slowing down the game considerably.
It seems inevitable. Like, it's not, like you said, Jay, it's going to happen. I mean, people are marrying robots now. So, like, let alone we're going to have robots, robot umpires. But are you, like, an old-school traditionalist? That's like, does it bother you in a sense? Because to me, like, I think people never think of the ramifications, right? And, I remember growing up in the 70s and then into the 80s, and people thought it was great. Oh, look, it's automated. Oh, look. One day machines will do everything. And now people get in, you get enraged because you're on hold. I know you want to talk to a human. You know how many times, Jay, I'm pushing zero on the phone with these companies?
Right. Yeah.
Zero, 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 zero.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to get too philosophical, but you know what I mean? Like, we're always in a rush. Humans aren't perfect. We're not supposed to be perfect. Nothing's perfect. This isn't heaven. It's not nirvana. And what about the effing strike zone, Jay? Isn't a strike zone supposed to be from the letters to the knees? They don't call it like that now. Like, do people think about, like, who makes the strike zone after? What's the strike zone with the robots? Like, people don't think of the ramifications of this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think you only have to go back to the institution of instant replay to see what the pros and cons are. I mean, we thought that instant replay would solve a lot of our problems when it comes to getting the calls correct, like on that, going back to the egregious safe call on the potential final out of the Armando Galarraga perfect game. But what we've seen is, once you've got the instant replay, you start doing things like making these ticky-tack calls about, like, when a base runner overslides the bag by a millisecond or whatever, and moves his hand off the bag, and somebody, the infielder is holding a tag on him, maintains that, and suddenly you got to call that guy out. And technology does not solve every issue, and sometimes in some cases it creates as many problems.
New issues.
Solves. So
yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot of unforeseen consequences here. I do think that calling balls and strikes is very difficult. It has not gotten any easier with the complexities of today's game. Pitch counts are higher. They're higher than they were, a quarter century ago. So these there's more velocity. So the job is harder for umpires than it was, a generation ago. And many of these guys have been around that long. Now, what I think would really improve the quality of umpiring is to go to a much more merit-based system in the postseason, because we have a lot of the very worst umpires at balls and strikes getting assignments, to work the plate in some of the marquee games of the sport. Jerry Meals, for example, who had the plate yesterday for the Dodgers. One of the very worst in the industry of balls and strikes. And we've seen, some of the others. I mean, they're umpires who, I think generally seem to insert themselves into games more often than not, like Angel Hernandez are getting postseason assignments. It really needs to be a much more merit-based system. And I know you've got you've got a limited number of umpiring crews that you can call upon for these. You really end up taking, kind of the top half or the top, the top tier, and you don't want to overwork them, when you expand from these four-man crews to these six-man crews. But come on, it's not like we have to substitute the fourth place team in the NL East because the division winner got tired in the NLCS. We want the best umpires working the most important games of the year. And if Major League Baseball and the umpires union could make that happen, I think we'd all be a lot happier.
Jay Jaffe with us. I think you're bang on right there. I don't think. Get better umpires. You're exactly right. I don't think we need machines. No, get better umpires. And I've always been amazed by this. And listen, I'm middle-aged right now. And I'm on, you could say I'm on the back end of the nine. So I'm not discriminating against anybody. Listen, I'm 51, man. I squint like crazy, bro, right? And I talked about this last night. And it's factual. Men start to lose their eyesight and get worse at the age of 40. Like, why do we have, like, it's not like it's not, I'm not discriminating against them. It's just factual. Like, how can we have a guy that's 64 years old or 66 years old calling stuff? And we see it in the NFL. We see it in other sports as well. I don't get it. The NHL is the only one, Jay, where they don't play around, bro. Like, you're a referee. Every year, you've got to take a physical. Like, no. How can he skate fast enough still? Can he see still? Right. Like, and you look at the NHL. These guys are in their 40s, the refs. So, like I said, I'm not discriminating, but if you've been in, you can't see. And, you know, and as you stated, too, they already have their minds made up half the time whether they're going to call a ball or strike, right, too? Jay, that's the other thing.
Yeah, I think reputation does have, you know, the reputation of a pitcher does play a part. The framing ability of a catcher does play a part. So yes, I think that there are, you know, subtle biases that every umpire inevitably brings to, you know, every game, knowing, you know, just knowing who the participants are and what to watch for, and that can have an influence too. You know, maybe Max Scherzer got that call at the end of Game 5 of the Division Series because he's Max Scherzer, and, you know, another reliever doesn't get the same benefit of the doubt. I don't know.
Or the ump gets caught up in the moment, right? They say they wouldn't, but the adrenaline, and it's like, oh, he's about to, you know, the Dodgers are about to win. As you said, I'd love to know. It's fascinating because they'll never really tell you the truth. But as you tweeted, and as I've always stated too, Bartman didn't cost the Cubs anything. Alex Gonzalez cost the Cubs, right? Like Bill Buckner didn't lose the World Series. I think people, like, you know, the casual fan thinks the Mets won the World Series as they crossed home plate, right, after that. And as you wrote, the Red Sox went on to give up seven runs. And to me, when I was watching a Dodger game, you could tell Bueller was rattled, and he was starting to talk, and Bueller's not a mouthy guy, but he was squawking, and he was bitching to the umpire. No one went out to calm him down, and I saw the same thing in the Boston game, and it's amazing to me. It's like, guys, if you know the pitcher's rattled, and you know he's pissed, we all know everybody's rattled, exhale, because we all know it's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen in the Dodger game, and come on, didn't you know, Jay, after? You're like, all right, he's going to get a hit now. You know that's the way it works.
Yeah, it's up to the pitcher to, you know, pitchers have to overcome that. They have to come back and make a good, you know, make a good pitch the next time, and it's on, you know, it's on Eovaldi, you know, to recover. It's on Bueller to recover. These guys do it all the time during the regular season. They got to, you know, they got to rise to the moment and recover there. And you know, let's also look at as long as we're spreading blame around, let's look at Alex Cora, who brought in a guy to relieve Eovaldi, Martin Perez, who's just not a high leverage reliever. And I don't know what you're doing with him in that spot. When you're hemorrhaging there, but bringing that guy in with the bases loaded, it was not the play, and that's a big part of why they got seven runs the Astros did out of that one.
Well, it's funny you say that, because according to Twitter and everybody, Cora's the only one who knows how to manage, right? Dave Roberts is an idiot. Dusty doesn't know what he's doing, right? That was the big thing. Cora, but hey, the playoffs have been fun. Have you enjoyed them, though, from an intensity? Listen, I'm a diehard Dodger fan, I'm dying, bro, on a nightly basis here, bro. Like, I'm losing years of my life watching this, but it's been intense, man.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of very intense close games. I mean, that Dodgers Giants series was white knuckle for most of those games, and you know, even the ones that the Dodgers broke open late were intense for the first six or seven innings. There's just a lot there, and likewise for some of these other series. I mean, you know, it's a lot of pressure sometimes until the dam breaks and then the game breaks open. But until that happens, it's pretty back and forth. And we've seen a lot of those, and I think we're lucky in that regard.
Jay, we got about a minute left here. I don't know if you have a vote in this stuff, but for the awards, like, when's the Cy Young and the Rookie of the Year and all that stuff going to be announced? Like, World Series week type thing? It must be coming up soon, right?
It's sometime in November. They usually wait until, I think it's usually the second or third week of November when that stuff starts coming down. They have they'll do the Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year, Cy Young, and MVP. I think it usually is all in the same week. But I think
you think Robbie Ray's going to win the American League, or Cole?
I think it's a very close call between Ray and Cole, and they both finished on a kind of a bum note. I wonder, you know, a lot of it depends on when those voters sent their ballots. I think it's a toss.
I think
a lot of the awards are honestly toss-ups, with the exception of AL MVP. Shohei Ohtani is going to run away with that one because just what he did was unprecedented. But you look at the NL MVP, and it's not clear which way that one's going to go. NL Cy Young again. There were no clear-cut winners because of injuries, to certain players like Jacob DeGrom and like Ronald Acuna Jr. So I think the fields are wide open.
Jay Jaffe, Fangraphs. Jay, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
Want to come with me and Wally to the Super Bowl?
Oh, absolutely. My favorite team's in it. The Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, ever since I was a boy, I've always loved the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, they're good, but I wouldn't cut out the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, I hear that President Clinton is going to be watching with his wife, Hillary.
Late Night Anchor Man's request. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Kicking it a late night hour. Sirius XM Channel 204. Bring it. It's great, man. We've been throwing it down. I remember the old days when we were on Channel 98 and 186 and a million others. But our 20th anniversary is coming up. It's actually creeping up on us right now. So we're going to be in a bunch of different cities. Although the New York show might be put off by a week or two. Like I said, now we got the Super Bowl in the mix. We got a lot of stuff coming up, but show by show, step by step. First city up will be Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Vancouver on December the 11th. December the 11th. All right, so we're just talking about the robot stuff. Thanks to Jay Jaffe for joining us on the program this evening. And shout out to everybody here. Shout out to Hunter, who's seen us on Hammer Dawn. Yeah, shout out to Gump and the crew. Meraldo and the crew. What's up, Hunter? Shout out to Jake, our boy Sam in the house. JS, the full house in the chat, late night hours. So we're just talking about this robot stuff. And, you know, like I said, I got deeper and philosophical earlier about, you know, really, humans, don't worry. We're all going to be replaced sooner rather than later. All right? There's no rush. All right? There's no rush. Like, basically, your children, if you have children, your children's lives will be run by robots and machines as it is. In a couple of generations, it'll be gone. You know what I mean? So, you know, let's just enjoy the human stupidity while we can still. And think about your frustration, like, when you call a bank or a business and, like, I lose it, man. I hate, like, talking to machines. And everything's a machine now. Please tell us what you're calling for. Speak to person. I'm not kidding. You can't do it. Some of these people will just hang up on you. I called a major company the other day. I could not get through to anybody. It was just machine after machine after machine. Why don't you tell us? Push this button. Push that button. It was like, all right, you know what? I'm going to lose money with this transaction with your company, but I'm never, ever going to go near you again ever. So, like, you know, you give up on this stuff. But who sets the strike zone? Have you thought about that? Like, who sets the strike zone? Who's the arbiter of the strike zone? Have you ever seen them? Do they ever call strikes at the letters? Because yeah, that's what you're taught, right? What's the strike zone? From the letters to the knees. They don't call strikes at the knees. They oh, it's too low. They don't call that it's too high at the letters. They be real. They don't call it. So you want machines suddenly, then scoring will go down because the strike zone is going to be massive and pitchers are going to be laughing, going, whatever, dude, I'll just throw it high. He can't hit it, right? Like, dude, they've been playing baseball for 150 years, man. Just leave it alone, all right? We don't need a bunch of jackasses on Twitter changing stuff because they don't watch baseball a year and they don't like his one call. I don't know. How many, you know what I mean? Like, really? That's part of life. Their mistakes happen. You know who make mistakes? Players make mistakes all the time. The problem is these umpires are jackasses. They're vindictive. I don't know. They want to be part of it and whatever it is. Look, the umpire tonight was great in the Dodger game. I have a problem with him. One thing, I don't know about how you guys feel about this, but one thing, and I don't hear people talk about this, so I know it's a great idea. It's my idea. I think it's ridiculously stupid that Major League Baseball umpires rotate on a daily basis, these crews. Think about that. So you're behind home plate, what, every 4 days? Why? Like, no, you should be a home plate specialist. I'm a specialist in balls and strikes. You're telling me that of all the umpires in the game, there's no way in hell that everyone knows that, yeah, listen, that guy's a horrible home plate umpire, but he's pretty good at first base, actually. He gets the plays at first well, but he's not very good behind the plate. Or, yeah, he's good at third base. Like, oh, yeah, his percentage, if you look at the replays and what he calls out or safe, man, the guy's bang on all the time, but he's a horrible home plate, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand the rotating part. Football crews don't rotate. NHL. It's not like one night an NHL referee is a referee and the other night he's a linesman. No. One guy's a linesman because that's his specialty. Like, how about you fat-ass old man umpires learn to umpire one base or plate correctly before you start spoiling four of them? That's my problem as well. We don't need robots, all right? You don't need robots. What we need, number one, younger referees and umpires in all sport. You can't have 68-year-old men running down the field with Tyreek Hill. Hey, you know what? You know what, guys? It's a great idea. We've got some of the fastest guys in America here, and a big, big game coming up. Hundreds of million dollars on the line. Jobs on the line. It's going to be about 28 million people watching on television. Who should we get to officiate this? Well, you know what, Chuck? I know a great guy. He's 72 years old. Like, what are we doing here? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not trying to pick on old people. I'm old, right? I'm not young. But I don't understand. Like, I don't understand that. As I stated, and I'm not like... Men start losing their eyesight at 40 years old. How many umps and referees are 40 years old and stuff? And then, well, so it's like, well, you know, you don't want someone young. You need someone with experience, like, doing these things. What do you mean? I don't know. I'd rather someone that's 32 years old that's good at his job than someone that's 67 years old that sucks and has been around forever. Angel Hernandez has a lot of experience. He still sucks. All right? He still sucks. I don't understand. Like, I don't understand that part that, like, they rotate. It's just stupid. Like, in the NBA, you're a referee. You know what I mean? You're a referee or you're not. Like, it's just like you're a lines judge. Now, I'm not anti-technology. But I don't want robot ups. But I'm not anti-technology. Like, basically, you know, it's like the NFL. Like, the NFL is a good example of this. Like, how hard would it be for the NFL, man? Like, seriously, to figure out whether the ball crossed the line or not. Like, you guys got, like, billions of dollars in cameras, technology, this thing, that thing. You got facial recognition in every stadium. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. But you can't tell whether the stupid football crossed the line or not? You're telling me you can't put a chip in the football? You know what I mean? You're telling me? Like, look at, like, you know, tennis is good. But the thing is, tennis, that's not robots tennis, right? Tennis still has the umpire, right? Fault and someone to mouth off and tell the player, hey, don't throw your racket, right? Like, the tennis is still run by humans. It's just nice and simple. Hey, was it inbounds or out of bounds? Well, let's go to the video. let's go to the computer, right? You know, that's a little different. But I think personally, that's what I would go with. That's sort of why I draw the line. You know, like, the NFL really should be, like, the stupid goal line. Like, how many times have we argued? Well, you can't see it because of the massive pile and we can't overturn it. It's like, we don't need to see it. You know, did it beep or not? Did it go over the line or not? Right? It's not rocket science. You could totally do it. That's not hard. It really isn't. I don't know. Like, the NFL, and I've heard the NFL doesn't want to do it because it would cost them money to put the chips in the balls. You know, that's another thing that's so stupid that I don't understand. Why do the NFL want the footballs back when they go into the stands? Think about that. Think about that. Like, the NFL literally makes like $12 billion a year. Like, why? Like, why can't people keep the football? I don't understand. I never understood that. It's like, why? We need the football back. Why? You know what I mean? Like, they make such a big deal about it. Oh, we got to get that ball back. It's like, why? Well, you guys can't afford the $32 football? You know what I mean? It's like, it's a big deal for the fan to get the ball, but it's like, no, we need the ball back. Like, I don't, like, you know what I mean? It's like, well, you guys can't afford the ball? Like, I've never understood that. Everything is just magnified now. Everything is just magnified now, though, right? You know, one blown call. And the thing is, too, it is true, man. It is true that it distracts from the fact. Like, the White Sox, you know, it distracts from the facts of players not getting the job done. Now, I wanted to get to the story about the White Sox, and I know some of you baseball. baseball historians will know the story, but I'm just thinking about strike zones and stuff. And if you know the story of Eddie Goodell. If you know the story of Eddie Goodell, this they actually changed the rule and stuff. So basically, you know, what year did this happen in? So, what year? Eddie Goodell was a little person. I'm trying to get his official height here. All right, so yeah, 3 feet 7 inches. Eddie Goodell gained recognition in the second game of a St. Louis Browns doubleheader in 1951, August 19, 1951. Weighing 60 pounds and standing 3 feet 7 inches tall, he became the shortest player in the history of Major League Baseball. Goodell made one single plate appearance and was walked on 4 consecutive balls. And there's pictures of the at-bat. Like, when he's crouched down batting in a batting stance, he's smaller. Like, he's like half the size of the catcher who's like on his knees. And he was brought in as a publicity stunt, but also, like, basically because he would walk because of the strike zone. Goodell entered the second half of a doubleheader between the Browns and the Detroit Tigers in the bottom of the first inning as a pinch hitter for leadoff batter Frank Saucier. Immediately, umpire Ed Hurley called Browns manager Zach Taylor. Bill Vec and Taylor had the foresight to have a copy of Goodell's contract on hand. The contract had been filed late on the day on Friday, August 17th. Vec knew the office. So Vec was the president, general manager, whatever. He might even own them, of the White Sox. He was, like, big into publicity stunts. All right? Like, he was around a long time, this guy in the game. So it's too good. Like, they knew the league would be pissed.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yeah, this is the best part. Goodell was under strict orders not to attempt to move the bat off his shoulder. When Vet got the impression that Goodell might be tempted to swing at the pitch, he owned the team. He warned Goodell that he had taken out a $1 million insurance policy on his life, and he would be standing on the roof of the stadium with a rifle prepared to kill Goodell if he even looked like he was going to swing the bat. Vet carefully trained Goodell to assume a tight crouch at the plate. The strike zone was 1.5 inches for him.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. 3-minute warning, but don't despair. We'll be back tomorrow. And in fact, we'll be back at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow on Game Time Decision, Sirius XM Channel 204. It'll be kicking it right here live at midnight Eastern, 9 Pacific, Mightier 1090, and more. Dodgers, big game tomorrow night. Dodgers are 6-0. We've talked about it a lot. They're 6-0 in elimination games so far. All right, in their last six, you go back to last year and into this year. They have saved their best for last, but they've got three more elimination games right now. I'm a pretty positive person when it comes to this stuff, and I'm not saying that sarcastically. I actually am. Like, I don't, you know, I don't quit, like, type thing. I'm not a quitter in real life, and even when it comes to, like, sports and stuff. Like, it ain't over till it's over, as Yogi Berra stated. And that is true. And we brought it up earlier. Since 1979, there's been 10 teams in Major League Baseball to come back from a 3-1 series deficit. So it's not unheard of, but it's not looking good for the Los Angeles Dodgers right now. Even the most ardent Dodger fan would have to admit, we've got problems. We've got big-time problems. Right? Like, the Justin Turner situation is bad. Right, like, it was one thing to lose Max Muncy, and no one's going to feel sorry for the Dodgers ever, but it was one thing to lose Max Muncy on the last damn day of the season. It's pissing me off, too. Like, San Francisco, I wish San Francisco would have clinched it earlier, and then we could have rested guys, and Muncy wouldn't have got hurt, etc., but it is what it is. You can't go back in time. But with that being stated, it's one game, man. It's not three games, it's one game. Right, it ain't three games, it's one game. And the game starts tomorrow night. Yes, they have Max Fried on the hill. Yes, the Dodgers, it's a bullpen game. But you win that game, you're going to Atlanta with Max Scherzer and Walker Buehler ready to go for you. Right? A lot of teams would take that. And I'll tell you what, I'll take that right now. As far as the football game is concerned, I think the Broncos tease to the unders the way to go there. Broncos plus 8.5, under 47.5. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.